Let me tell you about something new.
It's time.
A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today on the third Thursday of the month, which those of you that have been hanging out with me for a while know it is Tech Thursday with our friend from Integral, Burton Kelso. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, G. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, thanks. Always great when you're on, so that's always a plus.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Yes. How's family? How's everybody? Everybody doing all right?
Family's doing good. Our youngest, Caleb, just celebrated his 11th birthday, and the way it was celebrated was pretty interesting. We went to Main Event, but it was a ghost town because of COVID, but luckily I had tagged Main Event when we posted his birthday photos, and they reached out to us, and so we had another birthday party for Caleb and my oldest Christian, since he celebrated his birthday in isolation, and they did it over Instagram, which was interesting because they got to interact with the birthday host, and of course all sorts of people from all over the country were just constantly saying happy birthday to him. So it worked out really good.
Cool. Well, so another month with COVID.
I know. As the world turns, right?
Oh, gee whiz. I can't tell you how glad I'll be when this is, I don't know, whatever it is, I'd just be glad when we all kind of settle in. So,
right.
Yeah. You know, when it's something to settle into. So, with that being said, the dawn, I guess, of a new age of social media has emerged, so to speak. We're using it more than ever now because we can't necessarily get out there the way we used to. So, I know you said you wanted to talk today about, you know, especially if you're a business, the use of social media to keep yourself front and center in front of, you know, your customer base.
Yeah, you definitely need to do that because obviously we can't go out and network with people like we used to. I think, you know, old school ways were going out with your business cards, going to different networking events, and getting that FaceTime with people, and we're not able to do that anymore. So people are starting to turn to social media. Obviously, you've had people on social media for a while, but I think more people are starting to take it serious as it's probably one of the best ways to make sure that you do stay in contact with your customer base. So you've got a lot of casual, and you know, you've got a lot of African Americans that are starting to beef up their presence on social media. And the sad fact about it is that, you know, many of us, meaning African Americans, have kind of fallen behind with the whole social media thing. I mean, there are some of us that are on it, but I mean, I don't think that many of us are using it effectively. And so you've got to use social media effectively and consistently in order to, you know, stay in contact with your current customer base, which is important, and new customers. Because with current customers, obviously, you need to make sure that they know that you're still in business. And I think that's one of the reasons why customers leave a business. They don't think that they exist anymore. They don't get any contact or they don't see any interaction. So you start to lose lose your customers. So you've got to, you know, to use an adage of a company, you've got to use constant contact in order to stay in front of your customer base. And social media definitely helps you do that. Because, gee, if you look at this whole COVID thing realistically, I think when it's all said and done, you're talking maybe like a 2-year period of when we're able to gather like we used to. So, I mean, that's 2 years. So can you afford to not, your customers, can you afford not to advertise or at least let people know about your business in a 2-year period and expect to stay in business? And I think most people are going to say, no, I can't do that. I've got to stay in front of people constantly. So social media helps.
Yeah, it helps. And we do, especially as African-Americans, me included, have to learn to embrace it more. Because one of the things I had noticed prior to this is that we get it, I think, and I'm included, we get it because someone says we have to have it.
Right.
And, you know, when we get it because there's a certain amount of people that we may miss because we don't have something. But we don't update and correct it, and that's one of the things that I noticed. And we look at it as, you know, something that we don't look at it as part of our marketing. We look at it as almost a necessary evil. And like I said, I am definitely included. Because I've noticed when I've gone to look for possible clients or possible advertisers for the show that, I've gone to some website or some listings of businesses or whatever, and it says it has this particular website. And when you go to the website, number one, it may not be there anymore. It may have been there at one point. Number two, it's not, as I talked to you yesterday, it's not slick. And it doesn't necessarily have to be slick, but it has to have something that's going to draw you back in on a repeated basis. And a lot of them don't have it. They have the basic that you would find, let's see, and I'm dating myself, but the old telephone books.
Right.
You know, name, address, phone number, and an email. And you've got to have more than that. So, like I said, I'm working on the whole learning with this, too, because there are so many elements to social media right now that you can kind of easily get lost if you're not on top of it. In fact, one of the things I had hoped to do was to get a social media manager for the show, maybe an intern or something, that might want to do it, especially if you get the younger people, because they know. The younger people do know, but
right.
I have not done that yet. So, you know, trying to manage the marketing for the show as well as marketing for real estate and my marketing for event planning, just all of that. So.
Right.
So
and
what
I
are
think
your suggestions?
I was going to say, I think part of the thing that makes social media so hard for a lot of people is that they think that there's a secret formula in order to work on social media. I mean, obviously younger kids are, it's part of their lifestyle, so they know how to post to it. But, you know, it all boils down to relationships when it comes to social media. It's all about, I mean, that's all it's about. It's about relationships. So if you get into the mindset of creating content that is going to basically help people get to know, like, and trust you, then social media becomes a lot easier. Because I think people worry about the social media algorithms. People worry about getting a lot of subscribers and followers. But it's more about just reaching out and developing relationships. So it's turning your real world, you know, what you do in the real world in order to develop relationships online. So, I mean, it's not rocket science. And, of course, you know, there's a ton of social media experts out there, but if you look at what they're telling you, I mean, it can be confusing because they use words such as content and algorithm and reach.
I'll tell you the one that gets me. The one that gets
what?
Me is SEO, the search engine optimization.
SEO, I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's like, okay, I need words. I gotta use my words. What words are everybody else using that I need to use? You know, so you maybe even need to explain what that is too. So,
right.
But anyway,
so
go ahead.
With that, yeah, with that said, it all boils down to relationships. So once you get into the mindset that with social media you're trying to create relationships, it becomes easy. So I've got, believe it or not, I've got 6 tips as far as, you know, what you can do in order to help take your, you know, make your social media better. And so my first tip is to, especially in COVID, is to take those offline connections online, because the thing that many of us have, with the exception of me, of course, is all those business cards that you may have sitting from that last networking event you went in February or March. So if you've got a ton of business cards, look those people up on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and start sending connection requests. I mean, you may not remember where you met them, but go through that stack of business cards and start adding those people to your online connections. Because the thing about business cards and social media is that when you connect with someone through social media, you're connected with them forever. So once you send out that Facebook request or LinkedIn request, you're connected with them forever, unless you post something that's going to offend them and then they unfriend you. But especially networks like Facebook and LinkedIn, it's a mutual thing. In order for, when you send out a connection on Facebook, a connection request on Facebook and LinkedIn, when you connect, then you're it's like a two-way street. Unlike, say, Instagram or Twitter, where you can follow someone on Twitter and you can follow someone on Instagram, but they may not necessarily know that you're part of their follower base. So it's important to, especially if you're building relationships, to get on at least Facebook and get on LinkedIn, because if you are requesting and if someone accepts, then you're following their social media story until, you know, they get with you. Now, a lot of people will try to jump on the TikTok bandwagon or jump on the Instagram bandwagon or even Twitter, but those aren't two-way connections. It's basically people trying to build up their followers in order to get more people to follow them. But if you're looking for more of a person-to-person connection on social media, then LinkedIn and Facebook are the two that you want to go with. But the main thing in COVID is to get those business cards off your desk and start locating those people on LinkedIn and Facebook and start making those connections.
Yeah, and I've got a bunch of them. And the thing about with the business cards, too, a lot of times change. Like, I just recently changed brokerages, so I'm trying to get, now new business cards. And something that occurred to me today, actually, when I was thinking about talking with you, was I was thinking about maybe just creating a business card and taking a photo of it or a screenshot or whatever and keeping it in my phone. And then when someone asks, just maybe sharing it via text message or something to someone. That way it's – go ahead.
There's an app for that. Get Camcard. Camcard allows you to not carry business cards. You just basically download the free app, and then whenever you encounter somebody, then you can send them a screenshot of the front and the back of your business card directly to their email.
And you say it's called Get Camcard?
No, it's just called Camcard.
Camcard.
C-A-R-D. Camcard.
Okay.
But the other thing I was going to bring up as far as the whole business card exchange thing is that you're a prime example because you switch brokerages. And so when you connect via just email, you have that possibility of losing contact with people. So let's say you've got a newsletter that goes out or you've got a blog that goes out and you're emailing it to people. People switch careers quite a bit. And if you just have an email address as a contact, and they switch emails, you've lost that person. But if you're connected with them on social media, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to update their social media profile so that you'll know, you'll always stay in contact with them. I've had people that I've been connected with on social media move across the country and me not realize it until I look at their profile. But, you know, I still see their post and I still interact with them. So you still have that connection. So it's very important to start making that transition from your on, you know, your offline world to an online world, so that you're constantly staying in contact with these people. So connect with everybody, even those, even when people reach out to you, like say on any social media platform, go ahead and accept it, because it's not people just trying to scam you or get your stuff. It's people that are wanting to expand their network and connect with as many people as possible.
Okay. All right. So we're at that first before you take control of myself. We had our first break. We're at our first break. We are here with Burton Kelso of Integral, and we're talking about just how to stay current with social media, especially if you're a business that is kind of struggling during the pandemic. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you have questions for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are here with our Tech Thursday guru, Burton Kelso, and we're talking about staying current as possible with social media and things that we need to do, especially if you're a struggling business during this time of the pandemic. So, what other tips do you have for us today, Burton?
So the second tip is to make sure that you make your social media accounts uniquely you. So it's, you know, you're basically selling your personality and your brand to people. So you always want to not try to copy what other people are doing. You know, this is going to be bad news to you. You kind of want to tell your own story. So if you sometimes farm out your social media to someone else, they may not necessarily be telling your story or speaking in your voice. So I know some companies, well, a lot of companies will hire an expert just to kind of tell them what type of stuff to do. But for the most part, it has to be you telling your social media story in order to engage with people. So one of the best examples I use when I say tell your story, you want to share what you're passionate about. And I think the thing, you know, especially Black folks get afraid of is like, well, no one really cares about what I'm saying. But they do, because they wouldn't have connected with you if they didn't want to know what you're saying. People are connecting with you on social media because they're genuinely interested in what you have to say. You know, it's not about... It is. Go ahead.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I mean, there are some out there that are doing that, but there are some out there that basically are connecting because it's not about you. It's about them.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to say, I've got X amount of connections and on this social media and, you know, and so it's, in some cases, it's more about them, because once you connect with them, you may never see them again.
Right. You know? And so those are the people that you want to disconnect with, because even though you're making your social media account uniquely you, you want to also connect people that are uniquely individual and aren't trying to sell or promote themselves on a consistent basis. They're the ones that are basically telling your story, and you're finding out what's going on with them, and you're genuinely learning information about them. And so that goes back to the adage of when people say, well, you know, I stay off social media because it's so negative. Well, the truth is that you create your own social media world. So if you are seeing negative posts showing up in your feed, it means you're connected to negative people. So you need to go through and scroll and see who's putting all that negativity that's showing up in your social media feed and disconnect with those people. Because I think people hang on to people because they're like, man, I really want those connections. So, but it's not about the number. It's about the quality of your connections. Because, I mean, think about it. Do you want 10,000 connections on social media just to say you have it? Or would you prefer to have 1,000 people that are genuinely interested in you and your business, and they're actively buying from you, they're referring people to you? Obviously you want the group of people who are helping your business grow. But at that same note, you know, you want to make sure that your social media account is uniquely you. And so probably some of the best ways to do that, you know, other than finding your passion and posting what you're passionate about. I mean, if you're a gardener and you're passionate about gardening, post those posts. You know, if you're a foodie and you like creating food during this pandemic, post photos of it. People care. You also might want to post a recipe of whatever you're creating so people can, you know, make their own dishes during COVID too. One of the things, if you may be passionate about the whole mask wearing thing, that would be something that you would want to avoid because it's such a volatile topic. You don't want to turn people off as far as spouting your personal beliefs about, you know, you should wear your mask. I mean, obviously you should, but at the same time, you don't want to turn into a mask shamer on your social media feed. Other things that you can do in order to make your social media accounts uniquely you is to share posts that that show how you've helped people. So for your industry, if you helped someone find their dream home, take a photo of them, obviously with their permission. But those go a long way as building your credibility, especially as you, you know, sell or help people buy more homes, because it shows that, you know, you're helping them achieve whatever they're trying to accomplish. Like, I'll post photos of happy customers that we've helped with their computer issues. Sometimes they'll even take photos of us. Like, I know I had a technician out the other day. He ran some network cable because we had a customer that wasn't able to get their podcast done. And so she took a photo of him running the cable. So, of course, you know, at some point we're going to share that to show that, yeah, we can help you with your computer and technology needs. Another thing that you can do is you can share photos of your workday. So if you're And it doesn't take much. I know in real estate, people will take photos of their realtor sign and post that on social media. Or, you know, whatever you do day to day, there's nothing wrong with posting photos of it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be you. It could be items that relate to your industry, but are unique. I mean, even if you're a person that likes to talk a lot and you like to do videos, post them. People want to see that information, and they want to find ways to know, like, and trust you so that they can do business with you. Because advertising in this day and age doesn't really work. We're more in the influencer age where you need to physically show people how you're going to help them out and build that trust. I mean, it's always been there, but with social media, it definitely has gone to a different level.
Okay. And just by the way, people who maybe joined us late in the game, meaning we've been on for, you know, going on 4 years, going on now, still the beginning of year four, you and I met through social media.
Yeah, you just came out of the blue.
Yeah. It's like, who is this? Yeah, what she want? And so, yeah, but, you know, and we've developed a great relationship. I feel that way, so I don't know what you think. Anyway.
Oh, I think so. But,
you know, and
but
the
kind of,
first, The first time we got to meet in person. Go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that goes back, and then you can talk about us meeting in person, is that when I'm sure it was the professionalism of my social media profile that, you know, you were like, well, yeah, okay, this guy seems, you know, trustworthy.
Knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But go ahead. How many years have passed before we finally, you know, met face-to-face?
We just met late last year, right? Late last year. Yeah. So, yeah, you tried to act like he didn't know who I was. But anyway. Just kidding. But yeah, so a lot of times, and I've even met people through social media that actually live here, because you don't live where I live. You know, you live like midway on the other side of the country, where, you know, no sunshine or anything. Anyway, but, you know, so you can develop good relationships, positive and powerful relationships. You just need to know how to do it once the initial introduction, I think, has been made. And I think that's what a lot of people are fearful of, is that it's just going to be kind of a stale and a stagnant type of relationship, because you can't touch the person, you can't shake hands, you can't, you know, there's a lot of things you can't do. And so now, you know, a few years down the road from that, I mean, we are having to do that anyway. You know,
right. There's
no handshaking. And the only way you see somebody's face now, because of all these doggone masks, is if you happen to see them on Zoom or FaceTime or, you know, whatever the medium is. And that's the only way you actually get to see the person, because nowadays you can't even see a person's smile or laugh or what's going on behind the mask.
Right. One of the things I forgot to mention that's really important with social media, which, you know, attracted you to me as far as having me as a guest on the show, is the layout of your social media page. I mean, it's very important if you are on you know, if you're using social media for business, that you go out and get a professional headshot. In your industry, it's no big deal, because part of the package. You know, you can just slap your realtor mugshot up there. And
You make it sound like a prison picture, but but you know, you're right. And the thing about it is, now, you know, it's kind of a catch-22, because you're trying to strive for consistency and professionalism. So you do have that headshot and all that. And one of the things that we used to get into now is don't use glamour shots. That was a big thing at one time, that, you know, you had to tell people, don't use glamour shots. You know, this is a professional thing. This isn't like the boudoir photos or anything like that. But now, in addition now to the professional picture, you do need to, like you're saying, you're trying to develop relationships online. So you do need to post a little bit, not necessarily everything, but you do want to post a little bit of what your activities are, who you are as a person. So you do, like you were talking about the gardening thing, that's what I did when I was starting my garden again, and I'll be starting it again. You know, I'm like, normally there's no way in the world I would put this picture where anyone could see it. But you're having to make these connections, telling people that you're a human being. So you kind of have to make yourself a little vulnerable.
Right, you do. You do, but at the same time, you don't have to be completely vulnerable. But, you know, the thing that you do on social media, especially if you're using it for business, is that you have to have a professional foot forward. So it's important, whatever social media channels that you're using, that you use a good headshot, and you use the same headshot on all your social media channels, because the kicker is, if someone really becomes interested in following you, they're not just going to follow you on Facebook or LinkedIn. They're going to find out wherever you are on social media and connect with you. So it's important to use the same headshot, and it's important to make sure that you use a banner. And if you go to do your LinkedIn profile or on your Facebook profile and even Twitter, there's that blue space that people don't utilize. And it's important to utilize that blue space by letting people know what it is that you do. And there's ways that you can create your own personalized banner that's consistent on social media so that your whole profile looks nice and professional. But it's really important. One of the first steps once you connect with everybody is to make sure that you doctor up your social media intro page so that when people see it, they know who you are, make sure your picture is professional and you're smiling, and that you've got some sort of banner in order to let people know what it is that you do and how you help people.
Now, I have somewhat of an issue that I want to talk to you about with that, because I'm not necessarily – okay, and maybe maybe I need therapy or something, but I'm not necessarily wanting to display, let's say, the same personality in all of my pictures. So I'm hesitant about using the same headshot. For example, I have a headshot that I use for my real estate business because there's a certain persona that I want to put forward versus one that I would use maybe for event planning or what I would even use for the podcast because, you know, I guess I want to be more professional in the real estate but maybe a little bit more relaxed with the podcast. So I tend to want to use – it's a professional picture. They were both taken professionally, but, you know, a little different of a shot. So tell me what your thoughts are on that, because you're saying that you need to use the same shot throughout for consistency.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Because you want to create something that's familiar to people. So if you're using the same – headshot that you're using, let's say, on your real estate business card, is good. You don't want to mix it up because, like I said, people are wanting to get that trust. So it's important that you have it consistent so that people can find you on all social media channels. And real quick, people want to follow you on different social media channels because they want to make sure that they're always up to date with your content. Because with the social media algorithms, people may lose you, say, on Facebook, but then they're able to see your post on Twitter or LinkedIn or even Instagram. So that's why you want to kind of create it and make it consistent across all platforms.
Okay. All right. I have a question for you. This may or may not be your area, but when does a headshot become outdated?
They say that probably at least once a year you can get a new headshot, but it never really does become outdated unless you're just wearing some fashion in your headshot that is outdated. So, but I mean, you know, you can use it for years. I mean, I've seen people have the same headshot on social media for like 4 or 5 years, but as long as it's professional and it's timeless, then yeah, you can keep it up there forever.
Because I have one that a lot of people like, and this is a nice one, but that shot, let me just put it this way. My mom passed in 2014, and that shot is older than that, okay? And I keep trying to change it up, and everybody's like, I like that. I'm like, that's just not me anymore, per se, you know, but I don't know, anyway. So what other types of things should we be doing right now?
As far as social media is concerned, the third thing that you want to do is that you want to make sure that you're creating social media posts that stand above the crowd. So when I say that, you want to educate, entertain, and enlighten people with your social media posts. So inspirational posts go a long way as far as getting people to become more engaged to you, because especially in this COVID crisis, people are struggling. So if you're shining some inspiration in their lives, then you definitely want to do that. Also, it's important that you reach out to people during this period of time. I don't know if you've noticed, but occasionally people will, if you ask people how they're doing, that goes a long way as far as helping develop the relationship with people. I mean, a simple post on social media that says, how are you doing? It's, you know, it's going to help people, uplift them out of their dark place. Other posts that are good too is happy birthday posts. You know, that helps really stand out. And the only two social media platforms that you can do that on are Facebook and LinkedIn. And in fact, they both kind of encourage you to post those items because you'll get the alerts on Facebook and on LinkedIn as far as saying happy birthday to your connections. And it really stands out. And if you say happy birthday to your connections, to make it a little bit unique, rather than just having the text happy birthday, you can grab a photo off of the internet, a royalty-free photo, I'll say, and just post the photo, and it'll definitely stand out as far as saying happy birthday. But just don't do the generic post. Make sure that you're actually engaging. And you might want to also add a piece of text that just says, I hope you're doing well during this pandemic, happy birthday, and post a photo. Other things that get people going as far as making your social media unique is posting National Day Calendar posts. So, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with that site or not, but
I actually use it to figure out topics for my show sometimes.
I do too for news segments. Like if it's a National Day of whatever, and I'm like, man, I can't think of something to do, then I'll go to the National Day Calendar and say, you know,
right,
go out a few weeks if there's some tech holiday and say, oh yeah, it's, I know National Day of Unplugging is one of the days that I'll post about, National Clean Out Your Computer Day, National Backup Your Computer Day. So, if you post, and today is important, G. Do you know what today is?
What's today?
Today is National Get to Know Your Customers Day.
Ah.
But it's also National Corn Fritter Day and National Personal Chef Day. So with those three items, you can create posts that, like, you know, post a photo of your of one of your customers you've worked with. You can post a photo, you know, who has the best corn fritters, just to get the engagement going. And if it's National Personal Chef Day, if you use a personal chef or if you are a personal chef, this is the day for you to post. So National Day Calendar offers a plethora of information as far as, you know, as far as things that you can share on social media that will really stand out and get the conversation going, because you do want the conversation going for the algorithm. Because the way it works is this. So you make a post on social media, right? And so the more people that comment on that post, then the social media networks are going to share it out to more people, and then your posts are going to become a little bit more viral. You know what I mean? So
So you're saying that today I probably should have had Chef Leon that I usually have on the third Monday of the month instead of you, right?
No, not necessarily. what you could have done.
She'll be on Monday, though. Chef Lee, personal chef, on Monday.
You could have, but what you can do going forward is to acknowledge, you know, that July 16th is National
Personal Chef Day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So support your local personal chef. So stuff like that. Or, you know, what you could do for a post today is post a photo of him, you know.
Her.
Just saying, or her, sorry. I know.
This is my personal chef, man.
Yep. You can even add that to your social media post and say, hey, our tech expert, Burton Kelso, this is our personal chef, you know, whatever. You know, so you could have a twofer. But, I mean, the sky's the limit. You definitely just want to make sure that you keep it funny and engaging and, you know, just make it unique from everybody else. Another thing that you can do as far as making your post unique on social media is to tag influencers. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier about the boy's birthday. When you have a good experience somewhere, tag them, especially national brands, especially in this day of COVID, because our tag of main event went to, oh, sorry, your boys had to experience their birthday in isolation. Do you want to, do you want to be a part of our virtual happy birthday party? To me posting, hey, the boys had a good time, courtesy of main event, to main event saying, hey, can we share your post? You know, so, you know, if you're a business and you're wanting to get a little bit more exposure, start tagging those big brands and influencers. Because when you tag a post, when you use the at sign and type somebody's name to tag them in a post, it definitely stands out quite a bit to those influencers. And it helps build the relationships. I don't know how many media personalities I've connected with just by tagging them on social media whenever they make a post. You know, and I don't, some people will tag, like, if they have an event. You don't do that. That's a no-no. But if you're that relates to them, then you definitely tag them to let that person know that you're thinking of them. And then it helps, you know, develop that relationship, you know? One of the other things I was going to recommend, and this one has really gone well as far as growing social media, join groups on both LinkedIn and Facebook. There's business groups, there's community groups that you can interact and share your posts on Facebook and on LinkedIn. So I would say if you're looking to share valuable content, and I mean, when I say valuable content, I'm talking about tips and tricks that are going to enhance the lives of the people that you connect with. Those posts go well in groups. And they will help your social media posts go viral, you know. So, yeah, join some groups and post in them. They definitely stand out. And the thing about groups, I'll add this, is that when you post in a group on LinkedIn or on Facebook, it's not like you're going to get the instant, oh, you've got a ton, you know, you got 100,000 people that like this post. It's a slow building process. Because I know one time I went to one of the Fox affiliates locally, and one of the engineers came running out of the booth and said, oh, my God, Burton, I recognize you from this community group. And I had been posting in the group for probably a year, and it had been like crickets. You know, people would like to post. Sometimes they would share. But, you know, I started getting that facial recognition. And I also started getting facial recognition within specific community groups. I would go, like, to Walmart and stores, and people would be like, hey, aren't you that tech guy? I see your post in the group all the time. I really love your stuff.
Good. I mean, I know I've had not necessarily people, well, obviously, because I'm not, my face is not out there except for the professional picture that's on the website. But just people that when I've called to even try to get guests for the show, and someone, the person has to answer in the phone, is like, I've listened to your show, you know, it's like, because like you said, it's crickets. No one calls in. No one, I don't really get a chance to talk to anybody, but then, you know, it's good to know when I run into these people that they're actually listening to the show. So that really helps.
Right. Yeah, it definitely does. But yeah, the groups work great. Especially if you're doing any of the professional groups. So yeah, definitely, just if you do it on a consistent basis, it builds that brand awareness. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you do it on a consistent basis and just keep the content going on a regularly.
So, speaking of groups, just want to shout out one group, USF Black Alumni Society, 1978 to 1983. I am a member of that one. So. Among others. So, but anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We are here with Burton Kelso. We're talking about social media and ways to use it to just keep yourself relevant in this age of COVID. This is G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. And we will be right back.
Having hosting a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the yard with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Welcome back. Good afternoon. This is G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. Also, another group I'm with is the Dimps family. Shout out to them. Anyway, we're here with Burton Kelso. We're talking about keeping yourself relevant in this time of the pandemic, using social media, especially if you are a business person. You know, small businesses are struggling out there. We're not just small businesses, all of them. So you've got to keep yourself relevant, and social media is the way to do it right now. So what other tips do you have for us, Burton?
The next one's your most favorite one, video. Do live video. It's important. It's important. I knew that was going to get that to you, but I will tell you this.
Yeah.
When you do live video on any of the social media platforms, it reaches up to 5 times as many people, and it constantly sends out the signal letting people know that you've gone live. Platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, even YouTube will just constantly send out to your subscribers that you've gone live. And most social media is moving towards live video. I mean, TikTok is a testament to that because TikTok is just basically live video. But the challenge with live video that people have is the fact that they don't want to be on camera. They don't like the way they sound. They don't like the way they look. But again, it's one of those things that you can't worry about yourself. You need to just worry about what message you're going to convey to people. So I think if you know that you have information that's informative to people and it's going to help enhance their lives, why not get on your smartphone and use it? Because I think the other thing that holds people back is that you see these production-style videos on social media, and if everyone thinks, oh, man, I've got to set up a studio, I've got to have the proper lighting, I've got to go out and get the proper camera, and that's not the case. I mean, your smartphone now probably has better camera resolution than most of your professional cameras out there. So, you know, just pick up your smartphone and start doing it. But make sure that you plan out what you're going to say. Or you can even just do some quick introductions or just show video of where you are just to connect with people. But it's really easy to do. But the thing that I know when it comes to doing live video and just regular video, you need to just do it and then just work through the process of developing how your video goes, because video is it's a journey, but you have to basically just start that journey. So it's important just to do it. So good intro videos are always good. Interview videos, like if you're just sitting next to you, well, I shouldn't say sitting, but if it's you and a coworker or an influencer, those are good videos to do. And you can also take advantage of doing Zooms. If you use Zoom to like educate people, let's say that you just want to have a quick video series on different topics, utilize Zoom, because Zoom will allow you to send that information to Facebook and get it started. So yeah, just do it. It's you do have to reach within yourself to get the courage to do video, but once you do it, it definitely will help develop the relationship with the people that you're trying to connect with. Because like you said earlier, the only way that you're going to have a dialogue with somebody now is through video. So why not take advantage of it, you know?
So let me ask you this, in terms of video, can you use them on multiple platforms? For example, I guess what I wanted to know is, if I do a video, can I post the same video, or do you even want to post the same video on Zoom, and I mean, not Zoom, but Facebook, YouTube,
mm-hmm.
LinkedIn, all of that.
Right. Yes, you do, because you definitely want to repurpose your video. So if you record a video or even do a live video, you want to save that video to like your smartphone or your computer, and then you want to be able to upload that information to upload that information to other social media platforms so that more people can see it. Because if you go live, it doesn't mean that everyone's going to see it, but if you repurpose it so that people can look at it later, then it just allows you to have more content so that people can, so that people can see your stuff. So yes, you definitely want to repurpose video.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because my thing is like, just want to do it one time, just, you know, not have to re-record it for each platform, you know?
Right. So the next tip, number five, I slipped in earlier, but number five is to keep your branding consistent across all of your social media channels. So that goes back to what we talked about earlier, is making sure, number one, you create your brand, which your brand is who you are, what you do, and how you help others. So obviously, you know, for me, I'm Burton Kelso, I'm the tech expert, and I love technology. I've read all the manuals, and I'm serious about making technology fun and easy to use for everyone. So that's my brand. I want everyone to enjoy technology. So you want that brand to be consistent across all your channels. And to do that, when you post, you want to make sure that your posts reflect your brand. But also, like we said earlier, you want to make sure that your social media layout is consistent on all of your channels. So the same photo, the same banner on all of your social media channels. So that way, when people look at your profile, when they're, you know, stalking you, then they'll know exactly what it is you do and how you help people.
Did you say stalking?
I said stalking. When they're looking at you, they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is who I wanted to find. So, yeah. But I say that in a fun way, not in a serious way.
Okay.
And then our final tip, because I know this comes up in a problem when you have a business, is number six is don't let social media consume you. So, and that means that you can schedule your social media posts out. There are several tools that you can use called like Hootsuite, like it's the owl.
I've heard of that.
Hootsuite.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can schedule your posts to all of the social media platforms. You can also schedule them with another social media tool called Buffer. And believe it or not, Facebook, and let's just say you're an Instagram Facebook user, there's two ways you can do it. So I tell a lot of people, if you want to kill two birds with one stone, link your Facebook account with your Instagram account, because Facebook owns Instagram, and you can set it up so that when you post on Instagram, it'll also post to Facebook at the same time. Yes, and Facebook has a utility called the Facebook Creator Tool, and what that does is it allows you from your smartphone and from your computer, you can go in and you can schedule Facebook and Instagram posts. It's called the Facebook Creator Studio, but you can go in and you can schedule out your Instagram and Facebook posts out in advance, so that way you're not, you know, constantly, you know, trying to post on social media. I mean, you can do it like, you know, months in advance, so when special holidays, if you've got things that you want to say, you can just schedule them out, and then you don't have to worry about always trying to come up with content on a specific day. So like your national day calendar post, you would go through and schedule those out in advance. Any events like, you know, Labor Day, any holiday, you can post those out and schedule them. But the more you schedule it, the better it's going to be for you. But the thing with social media, again, is the consistency, so that way you're helping develop the relationships that you're connected with the people that you're connected with.
Okay. All righty. So I have a quick question regarding something that was in current events of. So can you talk a little bit about that? The thing was Joe Biden and some other people.
Oh yeah, it seems like some cyber criminals got in with some Twitter employees' credentials and were able to get access to social or Twitter accounts of famous people, and they just created this massive phishing scheme saying that. Creating a message saying that these influencers were donating money to a worthy cause and asking people to match their donation amount. And, you know, luckily they caught it quick. You know, it just goes to show that, you know, when you're using social media, obviously you want to control your social media accounts and monitor them, but at the same time, make sure that you're using secure passwords on all of your online accounts, including social media.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it just goes to show cybercrime hasn't gone away. I mean, cybercriminals are always finding new and inventive ways in order to trick people out of their money. So, you know, people always need to be vigilant with that. And finally, with social media, what I was going to say is that there's a lot of hoaxes going around on social media. So if you get that message or, you know, share with all your friends because this is true, you always want to go to Snopes.com. to verify that the information is correct before you pass it on. Or, you know, if you see, you know, if you see a message that's fake, go to Snopes and then post the link so that people know not to forward the stuff. I've shut down quite a bit of stuff during COVID with people sharing hoaxes because I've looked it up on Snopes, posted it on their page, and, of course, you know, it goes away. So keep that in mind. But, yes, people embrace social media. Definitely, it's the long game. It's the marathon. So don't start posting and expecting results immediately. It takes, you know, anywhere from 6 months to a year for you to start to see some results with your social media campaign. But just be yourself, be friendly, and just develop relationships on social media, and it will definitely help grow your business.
All right, Burton, how do we find you?
Just look for me everywhere. You can find me at burtonkelso.com and just look for Burton Kelso on any of the social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and even TikTok. There are no dancing videos, but I'm on there. So.
No, dang. I'm looking forward to that. I was going to share and share alike. Anyway, thank you. We really needed to kind of hear this. And like you were saying, especially with our African-American community, because I cannot tell you, and like I said, I need the work. I'm a work in progress, y'all. But I can't tell you how many sites I've gone to or social media. And there's just like you're supposedly promoting yourself, but there's nothing really there about you for anybody to see. So, you know, get it touched up and, you know, ask for help. Get the young people involved. They're happy to get involved probably. So,
right.
Anyway.
One thing I was going to say real quick, too, with social media.
Sure.
Folks, remember that there are certain social media accounts that you can monetize or earn money while you're sleeping. If you gain enough followers on YouTube, you can earn money from the ads that play during your YouTube videos. And then also, same thing with Instagram. You get a certain amount of followers, you begin to monetize your account. So really engage in social media because it can definitely help make money for you.
I'm glad you brought that up because we did talk about it yesterday, but I forgot to ask you about that. And let me tell you, Burton and I just don't hesitate to contact me on the D's Power Hour Facebook page and let me know what it is you want to know about, and we'll work on getting it in. Thanks so much, Burton, and thanks, everybody. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. Have a very blessed day. Be well, be safe, and please remember all real power comes from God. Take care.
Give up the high grade. 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 who got us in trouble right here. These little interludes got us in trouble. Hey, where my old school at? Where my old school at? If you 37 and above, you old school. Just keep that bass line going. Hey, open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
Come on, let's go. You gotta open up your mouth. Give them the fruit of your lips. Clapping is good, but you got to get the word out. Get the word out. It's the word. It's the word. Yeah, yeah.